Red Letter Laodicean Christians. How often have you heard someone defend their particular view on a matter by stepping away from a legitimate, reasonable discussion and declaring, quote, I will cling to every red letter in my Bible more tightly than every other black word in the Bible combined. No one will take that away from me, nor should they you. End quote. You will almost always hear or read those words from one of several heretical and or apostate groups. The gay Christian and pro-gay marriage movement, the anti-dispensationalism, anti-Pauline heretics, the ecumenical crowd, liberal apostates, and sadly, the biblically illiterate and unteachable babes in Christ. Regardless of which group listed above or other aberrant group the person you are speaking with belongs to, you will increasingly hear this mantra or the simple confession of apostasy that, I am a red-letter Christian. In any case, it's wrong, it's anti-biblical, and in reality, it is Antichrist. Yes, Antichrist. Not the coming man of sin, that son of perdition, with a mark of 666. I have to make this clarification any time I utter the word Antichrist. No, this is Antichrist. It is against the very words of Christ, in red, of all things. Jesus told us not to be red-letter Christians. He did so on many occasions and in various ways. For starters, when Jesus was rebuking Satan during his wilderness temptation, he did not stand on red letters, but on the words of God given to us in the book of Moses and then refuted red-letter Christianity in Matthew 4:4, where we read, But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4, KJV. Would you obey Jesus Christ and not be a red-letter Christian? Now, some of the legalists, Judaizers, Hebrew roots, Sabbatarian and Messianic extremist crowds may say yes, but Jesus was quoting and pointing to the Old Testament and not to the writings of the Apostle Paul. True, in this particular instance. And on other occasions, he confirmed that we are not to be red-letter Christians, but should accept the entire Old Testament. Jesus declares the Old Testament as the authority on all matters of faith and practice, including the demonstration of his fulfillment of the prophecies and requirements as Messiah, as stated here in Luke 24:44, where we read, And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Luke 24:44, KJV. Christianity itself rests on the fulfillment of the Old Testament and not red letters. No true Christian who understands the Scripture and follows Jesus Christ would dare identify themselves as a red-letter Christian. But what about the Gospels, Acts, Pauline epistles, general epistles, and the Book of Revelation? Even the Gospels contain words that are not read. And when Jesus spoke, none of the New Testament books were written yet, not even the red letters of the Gospels. Well, once again, those red letters save us from the errors of red-letter Christianity by telling us that Jesus prophesied the coming of the New Testament. Again, his words are in red, but ignored by red-letter Christians. After his ascension and the coming of the Comforter, who is the Spirit of Truth. Consider the following red-letter Bible passages from the mouth of Jesus. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. John 15:26-27, KJV. Jesus tells us all in red letters that the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is the Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost, all refer to the third person of the triune Godhead, will testify of him. But that testimony is in black letters in your New Testament. And in the red letters of verse 27, Jesus prophesied what we now know to be the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the Acts, much of which are not red letters. What are we to do? Believe Jesus or the red letter Christians who pretend that the red letters are somehow superior to black letters? Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. John 16:7, KJV. Wait, how do red letter Christians explain that Jesus spoke of the coming of the Comforter and all that he would bring to us in the form of Gospels, history, epistles, and the Apocalypse as expedient? That word in its biblical context is defined as follows. Expedient. Adjective. 1. Literally hastening, urging forward, hence tending to promote the object proposed, fit or suitable for the purpose, proper under the circumstances. Many things may be lawful, which are not expedient. 2. Useful, profitable. 3. Quick, expeditious. Found at this website, Webster's Dictionary, 1828.com. The Comforter's coming is expedient because Jesus has more to say. And he will say it through the ministry of the Holy Spirit as he breathed the words of God written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as well as Paul, James, Peter, and Jude. Those words of Jesus are in black letters in your Bible, and no real Christian will limit the authority of God's word to red letters or pit the red letters as somehow more authoritative than the black letters given by inspiration of God in our New Testament epistles and Revelation. This is made clear in the following red letter prophecy given by Jesus. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. John 16:13-14, KJV. Jesus said that the red letters are not all truth. There is more truth to come, and that means the truth of the black letters in Paul's epistles, for example, are just as important and are just as much the words of truth as are the words of Jesus in the Gospels in red, if you happen to buy a red letter edition. Jesus said that he is the truth, John 14:6, but that he did not give us all truth before his ascension, and that only after he departed would we be given all truth, which we now understand to be the rest of the truth intended to be found in our Bible. If you limit yourself to red letters in your Bible, you are rejecting what Jesus described as all truth, which came to us in the Acts through Luke, Romans through Hebrews, through Paul, and then James, Peter, John, and Jude's writings. When the Spirit of truth came, he not only gave us the words of Jesus Christ in black letters found in the New Testament, but directly refuted red letter Christianity. And yes, Jesus knew red-letter heretics would arise among us, by spelling it out for us in Paul's second epistle to Timothy. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, KJV. Not just red letters, all scripture. And the Apostle Peter makes clear that all scripture doesn't just refer to the Old Testament and red letters. And to count that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given unto him hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. 2 Peter 3, 15 through 16, KJV. To any Christian filled with the Holy Spirit of God, capable of logical thought, the absurdity of red-letter Christianity has to be clear at this point if it has not been beforehand. It is refuted by Jesus and the apostles. What more needs to be said? Not much, but we need to address a couple of additional points before closing this discussion. Quote, not in the original, end quote. One of the most absurd contradictions from this red-letter Christian crowd is how often they appeal to the originals. Ask any red-letter Christian if they believe the King James Bible, or any translation for that matter, is the Word of God and does not contain error, and they will nearly always say, of course not. Like most modern-day Laodicean age, professing Christians, the red-letter Christian does not believe any book in existence on earth today is the Word of God without error. But did you know that most red-letter Christians don't believe the Bible itself in any form is actually the Word of God? Here is one of the popular websites representing this red-letter Christianity movement and their post on the question at redletterchristians.org. Here is a sample of what you find in this red-letter Christian post about the Bible. Quote, men of varied culture and history penned the words. Men translated the words from language to language. And men deliberated, disagreed, and decided which ancient writings to include in what we call the Bible. Understandably, therefore, there are hundreds of problems when we attempt to see the words as handed down directly from God. End quote. The rest of this pathetically ignorant post at redletterchristians.org makes senseless claims such as the flawed personalities that God chose to use in giving us His Word to somehow prove that the words of the Bible are also flawed. Of course, like the serpent in the garden, the author uses flowery language to talk about how wonderful the Bible is in so many ways and how it has shaped our history, etc., and should be respected and all. But it is not the words of God without error, as it claims to be. And if you treasure God's Word as God's Word, the liar writing that article bears false witness against you and says you are an idolater worshiping the Bible. That's how Satan's children roll. But what is even more absurd is the fact that the very existence of red letters in the Bible has only come into existence recently. No Christian was ever a red-letter Christian, but such wasn't even possible before the development and implementation of the use of red ink in the Bible for the words of Christ. According to the American Bible Society, anyone living before 1901 had never even seen a red-letter Bible. Quote, according to Gerald C. Studer, the editor of Bible Editions and Versions, formerly Bible Collectors World, the idea of printing in red letters the words ascribed to Jesus in the New Testament originated with Louis Klopisch, 1852 through 1910, a German immigrant who came to New York at a very young age and eventually became the editor of the Christian Herald. The first red-letter edition of the New Testament alone was published in 1899. The first Bible to include a red-letter New Testament was issued in 1901. End quote. Not only do we not have any known copy of an original manuscript, but the copy is now extant, never used red lettering to represent the words of Jesus. And no translation or edition in any language ever used red letters for the words of Christ until 1901. And let's not fail to recognize that only a small percentage of Bibles did so for decades after 1901, and a very small percentage of Christians outside of North America and Europe to this day have ever seen a red letter Bible. Only the entitled, self-absorbed Western apostate would ever call themselves a red-letter Christian. Red-letter apostasy. Apostate? Yes. The fact is, this whole red-letter Christian nonsense began with neo-Orthodox and liberal apostates for the most part. These people do not believe the Bible and only want to use the Bible to promote their own agenda, which is almost always sodomite, socialist, and or ecumenical. They want to pervert the scriptures and use them to promote relativistic, amoral views on sex, globalist world government, and world religion. You talk to the allies of the LGBTQ plus sodomite movement who claim to be Christian, and they nearly always point out, among other absurd claims, that Jesus never even mentions homosexuality. You see, by sticking to the red letters, you can't find plain, undeniable texts like what Moses wrote in Leviticus 18:22 or what Paul wrote in Romans 1:18 through 32. And when dealing with the typical biblically illiterate 21st century professing Christian, that will appear to prove their point, but it does not. The fact is, as we've shown above, Jesus confirmed in those red letters that what Moses wrote in Leviticus 18:22 and what Paul wrote in Romans 1:18 through 32 is just as much his words as are those in red letters. In addition, in the red letters, Jesus referred to fornication four times. Fornication includes any sex outside of marriage, which includes homosexuality, sodomy. In each of the four red letter references, Matthew 5:32 and 15:19, Matthew 19:9 and Mark 7:21, to fornication, including homosexuality, he represents it as sin and as grounds for divorce. Ironic conclusion. And that is how it goes with the red letter Christians. Their claims are bogus. Their position is antichrist. Their motive is almost always wicked. But let's not close without noting the irony. Even if we were to grant them their position on red letters, being the sole authority, they do not want you to believe whole sections of those red letters. Have you ever read Matthew 23? I once opened my Bible and asked a professing red letter Christian who had just told me that Jesus would never tell someone that they were wicked to read beginning in verse 13. She didn't finish that one verse before handing me my Bible with repulsion and blurting out, "Well, I don't believe he ever actually said that." And again, that's how Satan's children roll. They lie about Jesus even as they use the name Christian. They lie about God and his book. They lie like their father, the devil. Oh, and yes, those are the words of Jesus in red also. "Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." John 8:44, KJV. Isn't it ironic that when you actually press a red-letter Christian on those red letters they love to ignore, their profession of even following the red letters falls apart? So let us close with a message to any red-letter Christian reading this. It is our prayer that you would repent of your self-imagined version of Jesus in the Bible, turning to God empty-handed, not holding your own opinions, leaving your sinful associations with Sodom, willing to turn from whatever sin has hold on you and whatever false religious ideas about God you may hold. Drop it all and turn to God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20:21, KJV, and believe the gospel message that Christ died for your sins, shedding his blood in your place as your substitute, and that he was buried, but that he rose again from the dead bodily after 3 days, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, KJV. If you will leave your opinions, sin, false religion, etc. behind and turn to Jesus, you can be saved. Then, that spirit of truth Jesus spoke about will come into your life and help you learn the whole Word of God, red and black letters, and grow in your relationship with our wonderful Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ His only begotten Son. If you reject this offer, we leave you with the words of Jesus, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." You have been listening to Red Letter Laodicean Christians, written by Pastor Greg Miller, narrated by Frank Antino II. For more Bible teaching and articles like this, visit bbfohio.com. Thanks for listening.